This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The lamestream media is practically worthless. I was on Google looking at just headlines, and it is dominated with leftist people, you know, like Politico and, I don't even know the sites because, I guess HuffPo. But no, there were, I know them when the Daily Beast. How about that? Yeah. Thought you had me. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I went out there looking for meaningful news. They were upset. I mentioned those generals. One of the articles. How dare they do that? How dare they speak ill of the commander-in-chief, blah, blah, blah. Unbelievable. How dare they? How dare they not? I often go to the media on the other side just to see what's missing. What are they not wanting to tell us? What are they not wanting to report? Mainstream media is not going to tell you. Is the border situation doing better? Has it improved? I mean, they've had a weekend to work at it. I'm asking for a friend. Personally, I don't think it has. I think that we still got massive border issues. How's that economy working out? You think it's gotten better since the last crappy report? You know what they're doing right now? They're saying, listen, don't put the numbers up so high. Don't do it, man. Biden can't compete. Can't compete with Trump. He's even worse than the affirmative action black president. Don't put the numbers that high, man. That's unfair. What's the economic outlook? Will little Johnny get his Christmas present this year? I don't know. I'm going to make you a prediction. I'm going to predict that this Christmas isn't as good as the Trump Christmases. That's what I'm going to predict. When Trump was made president-elect every year for 5 years, boom, Christmas getting better, 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 better. Online shopping growing, 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 growing. I don't think it's going to happen this year. I think it'll be flat, and certainly it won't have nearly the growth that it did under Trump. Is there an NBA Finals happening right now? I ask this question because I really don't know. I see things about the NBA. There was a dedication to Kobe or something like that. But I don't think it is. You know what? I pride myself on not knowing that. I know nothing. I know so little about sports, you wouldn't even think I was a dude. You would think I was gay. I don't know enough about sports to shake. I don't know. What do gay people shake? I don't know enough about sports to shake whatever gay people shake at each other. Like, you stop it. I don't even know. I don't know who got traded. I don't know who won the Heisman. I think it's some white boy quarterback. You know it was racially motivated, right? It was a white quarterback from what? Was it Clemson? I don't even know. I pride myself on it. I don't know the baseball standings, even of my hometown team. I don't know if they're winning or losing. If I go on Jeopardy and they ask me any trivia about movies, I can't answer the question. Don't even do it. Don't make me go there. Don't make me make my voice sound like this here. Oh, man. Too much fun. Too much fun. But seriously, I don't know. I'm not keeping up with sports. I'm not keeping up with pageants. I don't even know what the stars are saying right now. I haven't seen any Holly Weirdo news. Speaking of Holly Weird, I hope you have joined the Flick Fest. New movies going up. Sites going gangbusters. Come on, people. Get with the program. We have a year to show Hollywood that we don't care about them anymore. How about that? Hey, I got this bit of news. I bet you didn't hear this. The FBI changed the GOP shooter of Scalise. You remember the guy that went over on the baseball thing and shot him up? The Bernie Sanders supporter. They changed his designation to domestic terrorist. that took this long to recognize the obvious. Thank you, Ray, Director Ray. Hey, where's James Comey? Haven't heard anything from him. He's got nothing to say, in a, apparently, for a while. The good people in leadership. You remember he was just standing out in the trees giving us all these good feeling things? Did somebody finally tell him to shut up? I don't go on Twitter, so I don't know. I can't get on Twitter. You know, because after all, I dared question Jack. I questioned him. I said, hey, Jack, just out of curiosity, why is the New York Times not being reprimanded for that fake news story about Sicknick? And he said, that's it for you, black man. You're done. I'm going after Jack and Zuckerberg with PolitiChatter. I hope you go join me at PolitiChatter.com, folks. It's a big deal up in there. While Parler is still struggling, I talked to the president of Parler over the weekend. Still struggling. He was optimistic, but I talked to a couple of his big users, and they're like, man, I don't think it's coming back. He says the app's not working. He went on and on. He's like, man, Hey, you want some news? I bet you that the left doesn't want to tell you. Texas had zero Wu flu deaths in a 24-hour period. Chicago can't even say that. Chicago. Were they killing people? Texas had zero 2 months after opening, after being called Neanderthals. How about them Neanderthals? Texas blazed its own path, folks. It reopened for business. Texas Rangers, they say, had a full ballpark of cheering fans for its home opener. I've been to the home opener of these games, man. They are fun. St. Louis was a blast. Anyway, they said this. On Sunday, just a couple of hours after a major PGA event in Texas, they had the Byron Nelson. The NCAA FCS Fellowship of Christian Athletes College Football National Championship in Frisco, Abbott, the governor of Texas, reported the state had no COVID-related deaths the previous 24 hours. Seven-day positivity rate was the lowest it's been since records have been taken, which was March of 2020. And he tweeted it. Fewest COVID cases in over 13 months, lowest day, 7-day COVID positivity rate, lowest COVID hospitalizations in 11 months. Thank Texans. Thanks, Neanderthals. They did it. None of the CDC crap. Somebody tweeted, it's because of the vaccination. Oh, we'll talk about the vaccination here in a little bit. You'll get a kick out of this. Anyway, folks, glad you guys are with me. Always good to have good, solid conservatives and a few leftists that like to listen to the program. Checking me out. I don't blame them. We'll be back. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
Fellas, it's time we made a comeback. Racism is hot. We practically invented it. So here's the plan. First, we'll start pushing for some segregated drinking fountains.
Actually, this might sound weird, but that's not racist anymore.
Come again now?
Segregation isn't racist. Can you believe that? But there are all kinds of new ways to be racist.
Curiosity. Well, okay, Glenn, let's hear it then.
Next time you see an African American, you tell him this. You don't see color at all.
That sounds not racist.
It's racist now. Can you believe that? We can be racist and congenial all at the same time.
I'm not so sure.
Wait, I got more. If you see a person of Japanese descent, you mispronounce his name.
So you're saying the next time I talk to Takahashi down the street,
skip over that H, make it silent, bing, bang, boom, racism.
This ain't a racism. What happened to good old-fashioned hating people? The hating was the best part.
It's exhausting. Now, we just say all lives matter and we're racist.
But all lives don't matter.
I know that, you know that, but if we want to compete in this new racist landscape, we gotta get with the times.
What about thinking the most qualified person for a job is a person who should be hired?
Big time racism.
What if I ask a black person to be quiet?
Racism.
And even though I work at the library?
Still racism.
Okay, what if I ask someone who is not white where they originally came from?
We got ourselves a Red Yard David Duke over here.
What about wearing a Hawaiian shirt?
Hey, sis.
Voice a minority character on a hit animated TV show?
Dick Kyle.
Fall in love with an African-American woman, have a long, fruitful marriage.
And you're still white in that scenario?
Yes, sir, just like Bill Burr.
Racist.
These ideas are
A-OK.
That's racist, too.
What?
Doing this with your hand. If you do this, you're racist.
A-OK. A-OK. A-OK.
And now, you are diluting my racism, and I don't like it. Racism is hatred. It's looking down on someone as subhuman simply on account of the color of their skin. You water it down like that, it becomes nothing. I mean, if everything is racist, nothing is.
Have you guys heard about critical race theory?
Get this. We don't have to do anything to be racist. CRT says we're racist simply because we're white. That's all it takes.
CRT. CRT.
That's no racism. It's pure laziness. Clean and simple. And I reject it.
That was a, pardon me, that was a Babylon Bee thing on racism. And I did sort of a racist radio interview that I want you guys to hear. So I'm going to play that. It was done a few years ago on another show, but enjoy. We'll be back in a bit.
With that in mind, we just had the president of China come to the United States of America. He gets the big state dinner. He's treated like royalty, really and truly.
But what's funny about it is it was truly like a casting call for a Bruce Lee movie. Outside of the people in Obama's cabinet, he had Lang Lang, who played a Chinese song that it was about a mountain, and it's a slap in the face to America. He had Yo-Yo, as in Yo-Yo Ma, who's a cello player. The only thing missing was Ling Ling, the panda. It was really funny. And he had Vera Wang, he had Michelle Kwan, he had Jackie Chan, and interestingly enough, Jackie Chan speaks Cantonese, and Hu speaks Mandarin, so the two really weren't even understand each other. So I figured he probably had Hillary there with the easy button in the background just in case things didn't go the way he wanted.
You know, I think about this. You're right. It was invitation by way of political correctness. Hey, you're Chinese. You're Chinese. You need to come.
People think I'm kidding. I'm not joking about this. It was a casting call for Chinese Americans. And what's funny is Yo-Yo Ma is from freaking Burbank, California. This guy is so he's so non-Chinese. Now they flew him there from California. Were there no cello players in D.C.? See, the funniest thing to me, though, was the Obama selling out the Brits with this WikiLeaks thing. Did you guys hear about that?
Oh, yeah, but please, go ahead.
Well, the interesting thing to me was, it was the Brits found out about it over WikiLeaks. You know, it wasn't like, you know, we're good friends, and you would think Obama would have called them up. So to me, it was like breaking up with somebody over the phone. And it hit me in a strange way that, like, Obama would be rapping to Britain, who he considers his lady, and he would be like, hey, Britain, we need to talk. You know, now, I know what you've heard, baby. Look here, it's not you, it's me. I've been tied down. Y'all want to spread my wings, you know. So anyway, the way he handled that was just so in such poor taste that I can only think of, Britain's got to be thinking, who is this guy? He gave the Queen Elizabeth the speeches on an MP3 player when they gave him this great thought out gift.
Yeah, he gave his personal speeches on an iPod to the Queen.
Right, and he thinks that he gave her the better gift. You know. So anyway, let me tell you, not a moment goes by that I don't shake my head at this administration. Who really believes that we are handling Egypt the way it should be handled? I know that's going to be a breaking story for you today if Mubarak resigns. You know, think about all that's gone on, how long Egypt has been stable. And ask yourself the question, what would Reagan do, which is what I think a lot of people's barometer is. We would not be in this situation if Reagan was alive.
No, exactly. And then you hear about the threat made by the Saudis to handle the Mubarak situation with great care. Reagan wouldn't have taken that phone call, and if he would have, he would have drawn a line in the sand and say, you guys in Saudi Arabia, don't tell the United States of America how to do business.
Right. Well, you know, people are they were telling me, well, you know, who are we to tell the Egyptians what to do? And I said, you know, look, guys, we give all these various governments billions of dollars.
Yes.
Now, not to push them around, but to maintain a level of discourse, stability within the world. And we've had no situations out of Northern Africa, which for all intents and purposes is very much like the Middle East. It's been one of the only areas of Africa, and I've been to 22 African countries. Man, let me tell you, I know that continent. We've been the stabilizing factor, the pseudo-democracy, and by the way, it's a republic democracy. They call it the Republic of Egypt. Now is at a point where it's probably going to be looking like Iran, seriously, in the next few years.
Mm-hmm. And that's frightening because it's a huge country. Its population combined with Iran, if they both had similar style Sharia-like governments, the rest of the countries combined don't even come near their total sum population.
Well, and they're a very educated group of educated populace. I mean, Egypt has a lot to offer. And honestly, the thing that has me most concerned is people not being able to go and enjoy the pyramids and the culture of Egypt the way we used to freely go there. I think those days are coming to an end.
Sure.
I don't know that I would want to go right now.
And there's a whole other issue of commerce and geography there, the Suez Canal and all of that.
Absolutely. We've got our ships deploying right now to the Suez Canal because the body count now is up to 100 people have been killed, and the Suez Canal is a big threat in terms of shipping oil over and a lot of transatlantic goods and services. So I'm just telling you, when you look at where we are and how we got there, it's easy to connect the dots. These breadcrumbs are so easy to follow. I mean, they look like mountain crumbs, you know. and it's a shame because I think America is going to have some real issues for it coming up in the next few years.
Kevin Jackson, author of The Big Black Lie,
Blast from the Past.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Powerful storms and life-threatening flash floods are endangering people along the Gulf Coast. The National Weather Service has put out a hazardous weather outlook for parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas all week. The Weather Service also issuing a flash flood emergency in Lake Charles, Louisiana, where some reported up to a foot of rain Monday. Houses and streets are flooded and cars are stranded as rainfall totals are expected to reach the threshold for a 100-year event. After getting a tour of a Ford electric vehicle facility in Dearborn, Michigan, President Biden is pushing his new infrastructure plan.
Our infrastructure is ranked like 38 in the world. This is the United States of America, for God's sake. We're going to put Americans to work modernizing our roads, our highways, our ports, our airports, rails, and transit systems.
USA Radio News. More retailers continuing to follow the science and say bye-bye to the masks.
Target and CVS are the latest retailers to drop mask requirements in their locations for fully vaccinated individuals, unless required by local mandate. They join Walmart, Starbucks, Trader Joe's, and others who have adjusted their policies after the CDC announced its new guidelines for indoor mask wearing. Target added that fully vaccinated employees will be able to work without masks, though CVS says it will still require its associates to mask up. Both retailers say they will continue to ask those who are unvaccinated to wear face coverings in their stores. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy on Tuesday said he opposes a bipartisan agreement that was announced last week to create an independent commission with subpoena power to investigate the January 6th Capitol breach. McCarthy saying House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not negotiating in good faith and trying to politicize the commission. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What do you think about the First Amendment, people? Huh? What do you think about it? Well, you get to use it when I ask you that, huh? The First Amendment. Founding Fathers said, you will have freedom of speech. Like they're giving you something. I mean, God gave you a mouth and a tongue. You have freedom of speech. But they, you know, even the Founding Fathers said, well, we don't know if people are going to believe this. So let's make sure they know they can talk. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. I just want you to understand how mundane it had to be for them to go, listen, we got to make sure that people know that they can voice their opinions. You feel like you can voice your opinions? You feel like you can say whatever you want to say? I doubt you answer that question the way your heart want you to. Like, yeah, Kevin, I sure do. Speaking of which, this is Kevin Jackson, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. You already know you can't say what you want to say. I do that for you. That's why you're here. You're like, I got to go while I listen to that black man say the stuff that I wish I could say if I was black. Or if I had a pair. Man, it amazes me how people so easily, so readily feel like, well, man, Kevin, I sure wish I could say this or that. And I go, why don't you think that? That there was never a time growing up that I felt like I couldn't say what I wanted to say. I mean, there were things you would say in polite company. And there are things you just don't say. You know, you're like, I'm not going to go there. But it isn't like you couldn't. It's like if somebody's arguing with you and you say, okay, I'm going to keep this at a level. But then they push a button and you go, oh, so it's like that? All right. So here's what we got to say to one another. Ba-bam! Couples do that, not ones that stay together very long. Ones that stay together very long learn how you don't cross boundaries. That still doesn't violate your freedom of speech. That's just you saying it's cheaper to keep her or whatever your thing is. No, really what it means is you're smart and you have a good relationship. And then there are couples that run it the other way. They're saying, nope, we should be able to say whatever you want to anybody. You know, I watched an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond, and Raymond was complaining that he wasn't getting enough, quote, action. And Deborah's like, well, you know, the action isn't exactly worth me wanting to get all actionable, okay? And Ray is like, kind of hurt. And she says, well, don't be hurt. We're talking about it. It's an effort for us to improve. See, that's what language is. That's what separates us from the baboons, a.k.a. the Democrats, the progressives, whatever they call themselves. They are baboons. I guarantee you it was a leftist who decided to name Congress Congress, because that is what you call a gaggle, a gathering of baboons is called a Congress. People and the First Amendment. It's an important right. More important. It's more important than your ability to own a weapon to protect yourself. Your mouth. My grandma said, boy, you better watch your mouth. Watch it for what, grandma? Now, I never said that, but you know what I'm saying. You could get in more trouble with your mouth. Could get you in some big trouble. Your First Amendment rights, but it was your right. And I did. I exercised my right as a child many times. And my grandmother exercised my butt many times for exercising my First Amendment rights. But you know what? I outgrew that. I'm now a grown butt man, fully Negro-tized in America. And now I say what I want to say. And I'm trying to get you white folks to do the same thing. Stop being a bunch of pansies. Kevin, if I were only black, what's that going to do for you? Give you a better mouth? It might give you some fuller lips, but it ain't going to give you anything more than that. Maybe you'll speak Ebonics. You got the mouth. Exercise it. Anyway, the reason why I bring all this up is I want to talk about the Royals, the former Royals, not the baseball team. No, not the football team. Is the baseball or football the Royals? Kansas City, right? That's the baseball team. See, I don't even follow sports anymore. Anyway, Harry the Royal, the redheaded, the ginger, he called the First Amendment in America bonkers. It's bonkers. How would he say it? I can't believe that they're even following the First Amendment. It's rather bonkers. 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 I don't know how to say it. Anyway, oh, the irony. I couldn't help but notice, a guy who's done absolutely nothing with his life, a, quote, celebrity by birth, and you know what he says about the First Amendment? He says that it carries too much weight with some people. Yeah, like you, Harry. I've said many times to people, why is it George Clooney makes a statement, everybody's like, well, George Clooney, Now, we do it on the conservative side. Don't try to exonerate yourselves. We get, well, look at what John Voight said, man. You know, we want our icons too, right? I don't care. John Voight carries no more weight for me in the conservative movement than the people listening to this call. Than my girlfriend Ruth down in Florida. My 93-year-old girlfriend. That cougar Ruth. Ruth's statements to me mean more than George Clooney or John Voight. I'm telling you, as God is my witness, I would rather have somebody who's on the front line. No offense, I think John Voight is amazing. The fact that this guy can still work in Hollywood is like Nick Searcy. Nick, good for Nick. Nick's been in all kinds of stuff. He's never been like the leading dude, but he's in a lot of stuff. Nick gets work. But here's Harry telling us some people have too much clout for what they say. You're exactly right, you little Brit, you little pampered prince. You want to know some fun facts about Harry? Harry's dumb. Harry's dumb. He's dumb. You want to know how you know he's dumb? You don't even need me to tell you this. He married Meghan Markle. Do you know Meghan Markle wore his mother's favorite perfume when she went out to meet him on his first date? You know why she did it? You know the psychology of it? It would endear him to her. It would remind him of the smell of his mother. She calculated what to do with this little ginger down to a T. It's like she read the book on this boy. Princess Diana. You want to know something about Princess Diana? She didn't graduate high school. Here's what somebody wrote about it. One seriously surprising fact about Princess Diana may come as a shock. The royal never officially graduated from high school. In fact, most of her school life was, quote, pretty unusual. This is in the Washington Post. Diana was initially homeschooled by a governess before attending West Heath School in Kent. Academically, Diana was undistinguished. That's the quote they use. That's a euphemism for she was dumb. In 1977, she left school at the age of 16. Yahoo News reported, the princess made the decision to leave school after failing her O levels twice, instead opting to attend a finishing school in Switzerland. That's a euphemism for saying they sent her out of the country so somebody would just give her the award. Everybody gets a trophy, baby. Here's what they went on to say. This chick was dumb. Look, you can have whatever fascination you want about Lady Di, okay? Diana. Lady Di in the black community is Diana Ross, just FYI. That's who I mean. But for you white folks, for Lady Di, she was dumb. But here's what they say. While Diana may not have been academically gifted. Really? She did show particular talent in the arts. She even won an award for the girl giving maximum help to the school and her school fell. That is reaching in the bottom of the barrel to find something good to say. Oh my gosh. That's the award she got? Man. Look. Okay, I'm going to tell you. So one of my friends, Christy, she said to me, Kevin, yeah, to me, Christy, this is one of the most talented women I've ever met. Voiceover that'll make you want to beg for buttermilk. I'm just telling you. Beautiful voice. But she said, Kevin, she said, Diana was actually very quite dumb, academically speaking. And I didn't believe it. I was like, come on, Christy. She's like, Kevin, seriously. And she says, Harry. And she went on to talk about Harry. I forget all the things she said, but I'm going to go into Harry more here in a bit. But I couldn't believe it. I had to look it up. See, that's my intellectual curiosity. I had to look it up. What I just read for you, what kind of high school resume is this? Give me her grade. Her academic career was undistinguished. She left school at 16. She failed her O levels twice. That's like saying she failed the GED twice. No wonder Charles, I'm not trying to give Charles an excuse, but his deal for Camilla, who was almost his age, he was like, look, y'all saddle me with this young, dumb chick. He met her at the age of 19. That's when they married. She was 19 years old in this arranged union. And her kids are just as dumb, but they're royals. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Who do you admire? Who do you rate when, you know, like take advice from? For example, my great-grandfather, Papa. If Papa spoke, I listened. Didn't matter what age I was. Buck, come here. I scurried in there. He said, let me tell you something, boy. He said, if a woman offers you a breath mint, take it. Now get out of here.
Oh, my goodness. I will never forget when my great-grandfather told me that. And he was not kidding. So anytime a woman said, would you like some gum? Would you like a breath mint? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't even question. And I would say it so fast, some of them would say, no, your breath ain't stinking. I don't matter. It don't even matter. Thank you. I don't look a gift horse in his halitosis mouth. Anyway, glad you guys are staying with me. We were talking about the Royals, and we're talking about people that other people say, oh, this person's got more credence than you, these so-called experts of the left. I love how they give us these experts, like Dr. Fauci. He's an expert. Pay attention to him. Oh, she's got a PhD in blah, 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 blah. Pay attention to her. If you got a PhD in microbiology with specific emphasis on virology and epidemiology, I'm going to listen. But if you got, well, I'm a PhD in education or what? I got my education degree like Dr. Jill. You want some credence from me? You better wake up, girlfriend. We put too much effort into what other people say. And you know what that does? It discounts you. It is you feeling rather, well, substandard. I have people say to me all the time, well, you know, Kevin, it's not like I have a lot of degrees or anything. I go, I'm here because you're an expert. Guys, auto mechanic.
Well, Kevin, it ain't like I got a fancy degree or anything, but I can tell you what's wrong with your car.
That's why I'm here. I'm not here for you to tell me what you know about French Renaissance literature. Fix my car, Toby, Bucky, whatever, redneck. Fix my car. We get caught up in this stuff. When it's time for the prep, when the zombie apocalypse comes, are you going to go grab a banker, a Wall Street guy, or are you going to go find Bubba? I know who I'm getting. I'm going in with Bubba and his four kids and them hogs in the back. I'll tend them hogs, Bubba. Got to be kidding me. Somebody says something and they've got a title. He's a prince. He's a duke. She's a duchess. So? A duchess of Dumfundland? I don't care. And see, that's kind of the thing. That's why leftists don't like us, because we don't buy into their... We're not star porkers. If George Clooney walked into my house right... If George Clooney walked into my house... Let me put it this way. I'll give you real life. I have been with celebrities, big celebrities, people you know, and I don't even have a picture with them. I didn't say, maybe people got me in a picture with them, but I didn't go, hey, man, look here, will you get a shot of me with so-and-so right here? Come on now, give me a picture. I didn't do a selfie. Didn't do anything. I want them to understand, you are no better than I am. No sirree. I have fun taking pictures with my friends, but I'm not going to be, look at me, I'm taking a picture with so-and-so. Mm-hmm. We put way too much effort into that. These people are dumb. LeBron James is dumber than Princess Di. I just told you how dumb Princess Di is. Couldn't pass her O-values test twice. That's like flunking the GED twice. But I was talking about it in the context of Harry. Because, see, Harry is not only cuckold, he's an absolute dope. He's dumb. They try to make it sound like he wanted special forces when he was in the military. The military people I know from Britain, they say... Kev, this dude, he was nothing. They coddled his little royal butt. You wouldn't want to be in the line of fire with that clown. By the way, he's got a very checkered, unwoke past. I don't know if you guys know this. You Google Harry in Las Vegas and see what you come up with. He played stripper billiards and was walking around... They got all kinds of butt-naked pictures of him with strippers. He was a party boy, a drunk, a drug user. He was a clubber, known for leaving clubs at 4 a.m. drunk and then taking swings at bouncers. You don't know why little ginger boy took swings at bouncers? Because his bodyguards weren't going to let him get hurt. That's why. If little Harry had to go out on his own, he wouldn't take a swing at anybody. Google Prince Harry drunk and see what you come up with. I know, folks, we got a lot to talk about. And you're going, Kevin, tell us about Space Commander, man. They fired that guy over there. Tell us about whatever, greenhouse gas emissions. And I don't know what you want to talk about. But this is important to me. Did you know Harry had a picture where he had a Nazi band on? He was dressed up like Gestapo, had a Nazi band, you know, one of those bands around his arm that looks like SS or Nazi thing? He had a picture of that. It wasn't Photoshopped. Guy said this about it. How I wish this was Photoshopped. But no, gentle reader, it isn't. This is really the third in line to the throne, pictured on the front page of Britain's most popular tabloid, wearing a fancy dress outfit which portrays him as a Nazi, complete with swastika armband. The year was 2005. Well, there's no real excuse for it other than our prince is completely tone deaf to what is cool and what is not cool with people. Now, look. I don't care if he wants to go dressed as a Nazi. Mel Blunt made one of the funniest movies ever made with a bunch of Nazis. But if you're going to get after somebody, get after everybody. You think wearing a Confederate flag or having a Confederate flag is worse than that? Did you hear anything about this with old Ginger Boy? I don't think you did. I don't think you heard anything about the womanizing, all the things that he did before he got targeted. I want to repeat, targeted by Meghan Markle. Targeted. And this little ginger is telling us that we need to forget our First Amendment. What did he call it? He called it rubbish. No, he didn't use that word. I would have remembered that. He said it was bonkers. Your right to speak your mind to this little ginger Brit is bonkers. And you know why he said it? Because he says some people get too much credit for what they say, which is exactly what's happening with him, by the way. He and his wife just did a complete teardown of his family. She's on a complete teardown of America, two of the best countries ever. Britain was the first until they got us mad, and then we whooped that butt, and then we became the best country ever, and we remained that. And he's over there talking smack. How dare they have a First Amendment? Sounds rather uncivilized. It's bonkers. It's bonkers that you and I fight every day for the truth. I told you guys stories of the dude in Britain, by the way. This guy was in Britain. He gets kicked off of Twitter. Why? Why? Because he dares say, pay attention, he dares say that a man cannot have a baby. I wish that was a joke. It's the truth. He said a man couldn't have a baby. He got suspended for 12 hours. Why? They called it hate speech. How dare he offend the transsexual community? I think there's 176 transsexuals in America, and he dared offend one of them. And you know who made the decision, by the way? Not even a transsexual. Some little bureaucrat over at Twitter said, well, I'm sure that would be offensive to the transsexuals, so I'm going to intervene. The same way they intervene with poor little black people and poor women and poor Latinos and poor LGBT. It's insane. And old Ginger Harry, America, you know what it is? He's jealous. He's jealous. We whooped their butts. He knows his history. We whooped their butts, and he's upset. The royal family, they say he's upset because they were telling him he better tone it down with all his little shenanigans. This dude was a royal hellraiser, is what he was. Don't believe. You think these kids all grow up with decorum and, you know, and the pinky sipping and all that, you know, with the cocktail? No, they don't. They are so pampered and so given everything, they don't know how to behave. They are the most uncultured, unsocial people on the planet. And then, you know, they got to have a few years to just get a blow, and maybe they'll recover or maybe they won't. Harry hasn't recovered. And now he's got the wife to boot, that stone stepping gold digger. I gotta leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.